Vayter in Shas. We are in Chulin Daf Ayin Beis. Picking up three lines down. We're in the middle of a sugya over here. We're going to take it back just a drop over here. The Gemara says that Rabba answers that there's a difference between, well, really the question is, what we were dealing with, is that we said, in the case of the fetus and the midwife, it's like two rings, you know, that are in the stomach and they're swallowed up in the same person. Which is the same idea, because the midwife is putting her hand into the womb and she touches the fetus, and what happens? And the ober is meaning metame l'chaya, so even swallowed up things are clearly going to be metame. So I'm a rabba. The Gemara answered, and we said this. We ended for last time. Shiny ober home v'sopalotzi. Since the ober is going to come out, therefore it's not considered like it's swallowed up. When something is like swallowed up, though, then it's not going to be like the rings. Amarava, Ober Sovalotzis Tabasin, Sovalotzis, what are you talking about? The Ober is coming out, but the ring's not coming out. This is Bitamia. Of course, the ring's going to come out also. Wait, eventually it's going to come out. It's going to be there intact. And we consider it swallowed up, and we come out that it's not Mitami, the other ring that's swallowed up with it. So a fetus also should be swallowed up, and it's not going to be Mitami, the one if she puts her hands in. Ella Amarava. Rava says, Pumbadisai Yade Taima Dhamil. So the Pumbadisians, they know the reason for this. Manu, who is that? Rav Yosef. Dam Rav Yosef, Am Rav Yudam Rav Shmuel. Tumma Zu Eino Midivri Torah, Midivri Torah. This Tumma of the midwife putting her hand in, that's not a Dorai. It's a Tikutumma. It says the Chaya, Chaya meaning the midwife. This is just a Rabbanan Tikutumma. Right? So in the Chanami, when it's Balu, it's not Mitami. Now says the Gemara, my enemy to return me to be so from. What does that mean? Just say it's Darabanan. Why saying this lashon of enemy divrei Torah, let me divrei sofrim? Say Tumazu is Darabanan. Rashi says Lamali lamimar kule ay lema Tumazu divrei sofrim. Shem gzera dem come afar. So coming like we're going to see right now. Dalo tema, we're worried that someone might come and say, you shouldn't say that the Mishnah was taught only Aliba de Rabbi Akiva Amar the Amar Ubar B'mei Ima B'mei Isha Tame. He goes according to the Rabbi Akiva, says that a dead fetus in a woman's womb is Tame. It's able to be Tame Midoraisa. El Afilu Rabbi Shmal Damar Ubar B'mei Isha Tahor Gazuba Tuma Drabanan. There goes the Tuma Drabanan. That if the midwife puts her hand into the thing and touches it. My time, what's the reason? Amar Rav Hoshaya, Gezerah Shami Yotzi Vlad Rosho Chutz L'Prozdor. It's a Gezerah because maybe the dead fetus is going to stand its head outside of the Prozdor, like the birth canal, and therefore it's like legally considered, halachically, like it's born. It's going to acquire the capacity to be Tamei Midoraisa, if it could be Shmal. And the midwife will touch it thinking that it's still unborn and not able to be Mitameh, in order to make sure the midwife doesn't make a mistake considering herself tar. In this case, Rabbi said that she's going to be Tameh even if she has the fetus while it's completely inside the womb. Yachi Shinami, if so, then let the woman giving birth also be Tameh because of this. Let her also be like that. No, Isha Margesh is Basel. A woman in labor, she feels herself the point to which the fetus comes out of the womb, and she knows that she's Tameh from that point. Fatema La Lachaya. So let her just tell the midwife. Well, then know if she touches afterwards, she's going to be Tameh. No, Trida. The woman in labor, she's too busy with her labor pains, and you can't rely on her to tell the midwife when she becomes, Mukhsha Lakabotoma. My Rabbi Yishmael, my Rabbi Akiva. What is this opinion of Rabbi Yishmael? What is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that we're talking about? The time was had a bite. So, Vachola Sheyiga, Alpine Asada. But it says, anyone that touches on the open field, talking about a dead body, she'll be tummy for 7 days. Lahotzi Ober B'meisha. This is coming to exclude a dead fetus in the woman's womb from being mitame, somebody who touches it, right? When it says on the open field, it's mashma that the corpse has to be out in the open to transmit tumah. And this excludes a fetus, which is in the womb. Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omer, L'Rabba's Golo V'Dofeg. It's coming to include the cover and the wall of a coffin that is able to be mitame, somebody who goes and he touches it. Right? This is talking about the coffin is open. Right, but not like when it's already buried. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Gol v'dovik is a gemirla." Now, this idea that the cover and the wall of a coffin give me tame is that's an idea that we've learned elsewhere. We don't need a pasuk for such a thing to tell you that. There's no pasuk necessary. Therefore, the pasuk is coming to exclude the fetus of being mitame. Rabbi Kiva holds. Ober b'me'ei isha tamei. No, dead fetus in a woman's womb
is in fact tame, and it can be metame, mida oraisa.
This is Pasuk coming to teach this whole idea. It's not a local Muslim. You see another cover on the wall of a coffin is going to be metame. Mida oraisa minale. From where does the Torah, does Rabbi Kiva hold that even a dead fetus in the womb is tame? Amar Rabbi Hoshaya, Amar Kraha, nogea b'meis b'nefesh. The Pasuk says, one who makes contact with a dead body, with a human soul, is going to be tame. The fact says, b'meis b'nefesh, which literally means with a corpse, with a human soul, we understand, can be understood as with a corpse that is within a human being. And when we come out to say, this is a dead fetus in the mother's womb. For Rabbi Ishmael, womb. Rabbi Ishmael, he argues, hi, nivayle, we need this, l'revias dam haba imameis shemetama. Or via the blood that comes from a dead body is going to be metame. Shenamer, as the pasuk says, "Hanogeh b'meis b'nefesh adam." One who makes contact with a corpse, with a human soul, is going to be tame. What's this with the human soul? It's telling us that even a soul without a corpse can do it. Ezehu nefesh shel adam shemetame. What's the nefesh of a person? It's going to be metame. If it's a revias dam, it's if it's a revias of dam. That itself is going to be already metame. Rashi says, "Revias halug dam chaye ha'adam tuluyim bo sebekachu meskayim." Right, you need that. Rabbi Kiva l'tame. Rabbi Kiva goes with his own logic. Diyamar, he says, "Af revias dam abam yishnei meisim tam abal." Even if you have blood, a revias of blood that's a mixture of two bodies coming together is going to be tame with the ohal. The time and tenebrisa. Rabbi Kiva Omer. How do we know? It says, "And to any dead souls he shall not enter." So the Kohen Gadol of going to a house where there's any dead body, but it says souls in the plural. It's two nefashos and one shir. So when the previous pasuk was discussed as only one soul, can't be understood as talking about the law that revisa blood is going to be metame, but oil, because that's obvious. So it must be said to teach you that a fetus that dies in the womb is tame. Okay, Zog, the next Halakha of Mishnah. We're back to the leg being popped out. Behema mekasha leila. You have an animal that's having a difficult labor. V'hotzi oberes yado v'chatcha. And then the fetus put its arm out, and then somebody cut it off. Achka shachat tzima, and then you go and shachat the mother. Habas etar, the remaining flesh of the fetuses will be tar. Shachat tzima. If one shechted the mother and then cut off that foreleg, habasar maga nevela, the flesh of the fetus, which was attached to this limb sticking out, is tame because of contact with nevela. Divi Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. Since the mother was already shechted, her flesh and the flesh of the fetus in the womb were classified as food, which is susceptible to tame when the limb was severed. And since the fetus touched the limb, its flesh was contaminated by the limb. And that's Rebbeir. Chamomim, magatref shchuta. The flesh is tame on account of the contact with a slaughtered trefa. Yaw. Fascinating. Rashi says, magatref shchuta shashchita afal pi. She'inam aterisa aver ba'achila. Even though it doesn't matter, this everything had to be eaten, mitaraso, mide nevela. It does take it out of the Tumas Tavela. Five, it could trefa shchuta. Shinam et tamim in a Torah, and mefar shazal, and midrabanan, bimugdashan. Beep, turn the page. Ein beis, amud beis. Mamet sinu betrefa. This is the logic of the Chachamim. What do we find about a trefa? Sheshchitasa mitarita. That it shchita is mitare. It's going to stop it from becoming tame, right? Yeah. No, af shchitas behema tatar is aver. So, to in our case, the shchita of the mother animal, will mitar the limb sticking out. It's going to stop it from becoming tame tumas nevela. Mayor says back to Chachamim, lo, that makes sense. Imti hara, shchitas trefa usa, If the shechita of a treifa is going to purify the animal itself, darvishe begufa. Why this is something with its own body, to tire se'ever, should it, darvishe begufa, to tire se'ever, should it therefore also purify the limb that's sticking out, darvishe begufa, which is something that's not considered part of its body, and therefore he'd say that the limb is contaminated, mitame, like nevela. Okay, now, there is one thing we know, that the shechita of a treifa it stops it from becoming nevela. Minayin l'treifa shechita sematarza matarta. How do you know that the shechita of nevela is going to matare? Maybe the shechita is no good for it at all. Behema tamea asur bechila. We know that a non-kosher animal is also to eat. Treifa asur bechila. So to a treifa, an animal shechted improperly is also not somebody who's kosher to eat. Someone's going to die within a certain at the time, etc. So therefore, ma behemet tamei in shechita sometar to be behemet tamei. The shechita is not mitaret. After if lo tar tana titarena shechita, so to that shouldn't as well. Zumer lo, ima marta behemet tamei. If you said by a non kosher animal shechita doesn't mitaret, okay, it makes sense. Shalohi solo shatsa kosher. I never had a time when it was roi, you know, for being purified through shechita. It was also for eating and also for shechita from the beginning of its life from always. Talmud Treif, you want to say the same as Treifish, Haisel Shasa Kosher, which had a time of kosher, you know, for Shechita. It's usually a healthy animal that then has some sort of Treif issue that goes on and gets sick or something like that. So you can't compare the two. So even when it develops a Treif defect and becomes ready for consumption, it remains fit for Shechita to be metarid from the Tuma. Tolach Mashe Vesa. But, you could take this proof that you just brought and get it out of here, because even if you accept what you're saying, Horation Nolda Trefa Minabetan. Let's talk about the case of an animal that was born Trefa from the womb. It never had a Shasa Kosher, right? To be able to be working through Shechita. Minayin, where you're going to learn out that this can become Tara through Shechita. So it says, Gemara, lo. Trefa, you can't compare Trefa to a behemoth Tamea. Imamut behemet tamea, because if we say that about a behemet tamea, that shechita is not going to retire, it makes sense. She can't aim b'mina shechita. There's nothing found of its kind that's able to be done with shechita. Don't worry, treifa sheish b'mina shechita has in its min that you can do shechita with it. Says the Gemara, okay, but maybe there's a case of kosher animal that's actually not true. Ben shmona chai, an 8-month fetus that is born alive, even to a kosher animal. What's the din? Ain't shechita sematara. The shechita is not going to retire. And if it's some mezavela fisha, ain't b'mino shechita, because there's none found among its kind. Anyway, it's fit for shechita. Because this is the type of fetus that's not going to survive. Okay. Now, frick the Gemara. Amai. What does it mean? Rashi says, "V'mai baser ha'uber tame." Right, there's no, why should it be cut tum in the first place? Says the Gemara, Tumas beis hastarim. It's a case of a contact with tuma that's concealed. Right, the two parts of the limb touched each other only by being attached beneath the surface of the skin, which is not being seen, and it's concealed over there. But tumas beis hastarim lo mitamin. And something that's too much for the star. Some time I says, "Kamei lo mitzachas nida." If it was mitzachas nida, the lo mitmiya. Right? It's not going to be mitame. Lema Rabbi Meir latame. You want to say Rabbi Meir goes to his own logic, which is that contact with tuma in the concealed area does contaminate. But now, if we're learning to a Mishnah in Kalim, shloshal shloshu shenechlak. Let's say have a beged that's 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim, and and was tummy because of tumas midras. That's a zava nida or yoledes. They're able to mitami not only through touching it, but also by resting the weight on something that ends up being rested on it. So what happens? That's divided in two. Tarim and a midras. Each part of it's tarim from tumas midras because it's no longer the required, you know, mida of to be tummy. Of a tummy magam midras, but it's tummy because of magam midras with contact of a midras. Ends up getting touched by the midras. Rashi says tumas anugav. Let me just say shlo vehave rishon the tumam pnishin nagu babazeb odan mechubarin shayur midras. Divrei Meir zegzus Meir. Amar Rabbi Yosi said
Which midrash touched? Did this one touch? He says neither part of this cloth or this baguette can be considered automatically tummy because of contact with the midrash, because the segments touched one another only beneath the surface of the clothing. Tummy can't be tremendous due to something that's just hidden. Ella only means for each segment of cloth to remain tummy after division is im nagabo zav. If a zav touched it before it got divided, she tummy magazav. Now tummy magazav. So we see from the Mishnah that according to a mayor, tummy can be tremendous through contact in a concealed area. Rabbi Yossi says it can't. Okay, so now with our Mishnah, which apparently everyone seems to agree that the tummy is conveyed through contact in a concealed area. You want to say about the mayor and the chachamim follow the mayor's shita? In reference to the tradition of tumah in a concealed place, and the chachamim argue with the mayor and our Mishnah, don't include Rabbi Yossi. Lavit my Allah, so says Gemara, well, wasn't it said about this Mishnah? Amar Ula, lo shanu elosh shlosha shlosha shanech, like we taught, Rabbi Yossi argues with the mayor only about a cloth, a garment, a baguette, a three tfachim by three tfachim that was divided in two. Each segment is smaller than a minimum measure that's necessary for midras. In this case, the only contact with the midras happened before the division, when the garment still had the right measurements for midras. And since this, the contact happened in the concealed area, we also would consider it that nothing happened. But let's say a 3x3 finger breadths. They come from a large baguette. So as the measure of three tfachim, by three tfachim, even after the segments have been torn off, the law is going to be different. In this case, if the original beged was a midras, then the torn off segments are tahor only of the tumma of midras because of small size, but a tummy because of the contact of midras, because we say that what b'shas p'rishasan me'avin me'kabels tumasan tumma me'avin, at the time that they separated from their parent cloth, parent beged, they inevitably got tumma from it, by touching it. Hanami. So therefore, in this case also, in the Mishnah also, we say that the same thing, the reason that the flesh of the fetus is tummy is because shas pre-shasan, meiver mekabotum meiver, the moment of the separation from the sticking out limb, it acquires tumma from that limb by touching it. Even Bios is going to be masking that it acquires tumma, that it acquires tumma since the contact happens between the surfaces that became exposed during the actual cutting. Ravina Amar gives another explanation as follows. Beged lav l'chaticha kar, garment's not necessarily going to be cut. Ober l'chaticha kar, but this ober is going to be cut. V'chola omed l'achtoch, anything that stands to be cut, beep, turn the page. Ein gimel l'av. K'chatoch time is considered as if it's already cut. Rashi is very nogin zebazen, and they're touching one another. Kiman. Is Gemara, with whom is this explanation of Yisra? Ki Rabbi Meir. It's like Rabbi Meir, the time we learned in the Mishnah, Mikvos, call Yados HaKelim Shein Arukos, all handles of Kelim that are long, V'asid L'katsasan, and one plans of cutting them down to the proper size, Matvil Admakom Mida, if it became Tameh, one has to immerse it in a mikvah, only into the point of that measure that he's going to end up keeping the handle. He doesn't have to immerse the extra length that he intends to cut off. Yeah, that's Divrei. Okay, we switched that. Achi Yatvos Kulo, the Kli is not going to be pure until you do the entire thing. Pardon. We switch this. Maser Shah says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that Achi Yatvos Kulo, no, it's not going to be good until you do the entire thing, even the length of the handle length, which either Meir says it's something that stands to be cut off is that if it's already cut off, the Chachamim or Rabbi Huda do not consider as though it has already been cut off. So I want to say that Ravina's explanation works only with Rabbi Meir's opinion. So the Gemara, I feel the term Rabbanon, even if you want to say it's in the world of the Rabbi Huda, Chibure Ochen Kaman de Mifrasi Dame, because Kalim are not the same as food. Food that are attached to you know, one to one another, but are going to be cut apart or considered as though they're already separate, even according to the Chachamim. When he gave Adadi, and therefore, everyone's maskim in our Mishnah's case, the portions of the limbs are considered touching one another in a revealed area. Mishnah Ulo, okay, makes sense going to Ulo, explain that contact happens in a revealed area because the pieces of the flesh, they never really touch one another.
the protruding part, this thing sticking out, is cut. That's why the Mishnah says that if after the shechita, after shechting the mother, once severed the sticking out limb, the remaining flesh is tame. As long as he didn't cut the limb, the flesh remains tare because it's touching the sticking out limb only in the concealed area. El Ravina, according to Ravina, who said that even while the limb is attached, the contact is considered like happening in a revealed area because it stands to be cut. My chadchas, and what's the purpose of the Mishnah saying that one severed cut the limb? The flesh is tummy even before he cuts it. Once the Rishis said it, you know, style and linguistic, we kept it. Rashi says, "Below chatchu nami tummy over." If we didn't cut it, it would still be tummy. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I'm going to wish you all a great, great day.